You're listening to the Adventures of a Birth Photographer podcast. I'm your host, Jo Robertson, photographer at Lillian Craze Birth Photography. In each episode, I'll be deep diving into all things birth and birth photography. If you're obsessed with these topics like me, you're in the right place. I'll be having real conversations, sharing honest thoughts, and there'll be a whole lot in between, so stick around. I'm excited you're here, and I can't wait to see where this adventure takes us. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Let's jump right into today's episode. Hello, and a warm welcome to episode 32 of the podcast. Thank you, as always, for tuning in today. Today's a bit of a quickie, and it's loaded with some top tips, so be sure to share this episode if you know someone who'd benefit from knowing what I'm going to reveal. Also, grab a pen and paper. This episode is for you if you've chosen to have a hospital birth, or for those of you whose birth plans have changed and a hospital birth is now on the cards. How can you make your hospital birth feel more homely? Well, that's exactly what I'm going to be covering in today's episode, and I thought it would be fun to break it down into the five senses, because I think that's a pretty cool way to do it. So without further ado, onwards we go. Let's begin with sight. The room that you're going to be birthing in, how can you make this more homely, more inviting, more comfortable? So you can decorate the room with positive affirmations. Now, you can make these affirmations at home, make your own. Lots of my clients do that. Or you can buy ready-made ones and you can scatter them around the room, make it look really beautiful. You can also take with you and use tea lights or those fake candles that have that kind of fake little flame. I love those. You can also take some fairy lights and decorate them around the room. You can also, and this is something I really like, you could bring photographs of loved ones and you can have those around you. You know, is there someone that you would have liked to have been at the birth? Can you bring a photograph of them with you for a bit of kind of visual support? The other thing is you can dim the lighting, and some hospitals or certainly some birth centres have different coloured lights, so you could toy around with colour of the lighting. And if there's a big window, maybe you'd like to darken that area. Are there curtains you could close? The other thing I found that was quite interesting is you could take some sunglasses with you so you can darken the room yourself that way. Then comes smell. Let's move on to smell. So have you considered using aromatherapy essential oils in, say, a diffuser, something like clary sage or lavender? Massage oils are really lovely too, and one in particular is peppermint oil, which can be used to ease nausea when that is massaged into the skin during labour. Another thing you could do is you could add oil to a flannel. And you know, you can just smell it as and when you want it. And a really lovely kind of refreshing scent is sweet orange oil. I'm going to leave in the show notes a list of some of the oils I found online that you can use during labour, so you can take a look at that yourself. Another thing I love smell-wise is maybe bring in your pillow from home, your own personal pillow. That kind of adds to that homely feel. And possibly bringing an item of clothing or a blanket, something that just smells of home. So next is touch. You know, you could bring a fabric or a piece of clothing, textured clothing that you like the feel of. You know, that could be something you could use between your, you know, your fingertips and stuff, if that feels nice, if it feels relaxing, or maybe something silky, something like that. Another thing you might want to consider bringing with you, which is lovely to kind of hold in your hands, are crystals or holding gemstones, something like that. Maybe wear a necklace, something that you can, you know, can grip. And if you feel like you might like to be touched, maybe consider saying yes to a gentle massage. That's really nice, the touch of a massage, particularly in, you know, the lower back and things, or squeezing your hips. You can also use a cool flannel. This is great to put around the back of your neck or on your brow, and it's super, super soothing. Another clever item to bring is a comb. You can use this in the palm of your hand and it blocks pain signals during labour. I'm going to leave a link for you in the show notes that will tell you a little bit more about that because I'm not going to go into how it works now, but consider using a comb and check the show notes. Also the use of water, you know, is there access to a shower room or a bath or anything like that? What's quite a lovely feeling is having water poured down your back as well. So is there somewhere you can access water? And of course, holding hands with your partner, you know, that touch is the best, isn't it? So, and also think about, you know, whether you'd prefer to be naked or in comfy clothes and what your skin is rubbing up against, that sort of thing. So have a think about that. Following on from touch is taste. Be sure to bring plenty of snacks and keep hydrated and bring enough snacks and food for you and your birth partner. Now, snacks can be sweet or savoury, you know, whichever floats your boat. And Lucozade is a really great high energy drink. Lots of labouring women drink Lucozade, and also plenty of water. Now, I also recommend bringing like a drinking container that has one of those built-in straw features. And if not, maybe bring a straw of your own. Bring lots of fresh fruit and frozen fruits are really nice as well if you can keep them frozen. And jelly is another good one for taste. And finally, hearing. So why not make a mixed playlist of all your favourite songs? That could be quite good. You could consider using hypnobirthing audios if you're going to be using hypnobirthing techniques. And you can listen to this either via the Bluetooth in the room, on your phone, on a loudspeaker, or you can just, you know, add some headphones and just listen to it kind of internally. The other thing with regards to hearing is kind of just listening to the voice of your partner. Or if you've got a doula or anything like that, you know, just encouragement and words of love and, you know, and all that sort of thing. So just tune in to those beautiful words that are being said to you. The other thing is to kind of internally remember to use the brain tool. So maybe think about that in your mind and maybe you're hearing kind of your own voice going over that. You can ask that everybody in the room speaks quietly and softly, and that will just kind of bring the volume level down for you. So you can totally ask for that. And finally, you know, your baby's heartbeat. Listen to that because it's lovely when the midwife does the baby checks and the heartbeat. And that concludes my kind of top tips for making your hospital birth feel more homely. I told you it was a quick one and it certainly was. I hope you enjoyed this episode today anyways. And again, if you know somebody who's planning a hospital birth or if their birth plans have resulted in them having to attend a hospital birth now for whatever reason, maybe hearing these tips will help them. So share the love and link them to this episode. Now, I did want to just share with you that this episode was brought about by a question I asked over on Instagram this week, asking, you know, why is it okay to attend Glastonbury Festival, but you still can't have two birth partners in a hospital across some trusts in the UK? Which is angering me a lot, really, if I'm honest. I think enough is enough. This was kind of born from that, really, and that if you find that the only option you have or that you feel is right for you is a hospital birth, how you can make that the best that it can be for you. So that's really what this episode kind of was about when I kind of went into it. So I'm going to link that Instagram post in the show notes so you can take a look at and have a read and see what people have said. Might interest you. And with that, I wish you adieu, my friend. Enjoy the weekend. Thank you as always, always for showing up and for hitting play. I am so grateful to you. Until next time, my lovely listener, take care. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. If you have a second, I'd really appreciate you leaving a quick review so that others can find the podcast. And if you want to make a real human connection with me, I would love that. All the info you need is in the show notes. Until next time, take care.